What's up, guys? You're listening to the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Justin Stenstrom, your host. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the top five ways to protect yourself from EMFs. So, as you know, EMFs are incredibly dangerous, or as you may know, you may not know because it's not really as talked about as some of the other assaults to your health. But EMFs are potentially very dangerous. And there's been a bunch of studies over the years talking about EMS progressively as technology grew and we became more and more accustomed to having technology ubiquitously in our lives. And pretty much everything we do now, there's some type of technology around us. And so I believe some of the studies started back even as late as the 70s, late 70s, 80s for sure. And then, of course, the 90s, they really started to come about the most. And that was due large in part to these cell phones when they first came out, those big old brick cell phones that they used to have. A lot of older people, probably in their 40s, 50s, will remember them. Some of our parents, I remember my mom actually, she didn't actually quite have the brick phone, but she got the smaller condensed brick phone in the late 90s, one of the first phones. I remember her bringing it home one day, and I was like, what the hell is that? But if you recall the show Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris used to have those big giant brick phones, and a bunch of other people in movies and stuff. Tupac and some of his movies had it. But anyways, the brick phones is when people first started getting cell phones into their lives. And then as the late 90s came, a lot of businessmen would have cell phones similar to that of the more condensed one that my mom got at one point, but not quite as brick, but still pretty large. But anyways, the size doesn't matter. I'm just describing the actual phone. But as the late 90s came, early 2000s came, a lot of business people would have these cell phones and they would walk around all day with the cell phone up to their ear. And as it came out in the ensuing years, a lot of these people, not like the majority of them, but a good significant percentage of these people ended up developing some type of brain cancer, tumors, etc., because of the radiation that was constantly up by their ear in that area, the temporal area of the brain, and they would develop these tumors. And again, it wasn't like the majority of it, wasn't a massive, massive number, but it was a significant enough number to then have some more studies that came out to show exactly what was happening with EMFs and radiation. And as technology came and progressed, there was more and more radiation and more EMF exposure. And still to this day, continuing to grow in exposure with 5G and technologies like that that are coming out daily, the exposure of EMFs in our lives is really, you know, omnipresent. It's everywhere. We can't get away from it at this point. So to protect ourselves, and by the way, EMFs cause all kinds of a host, or they're linked to a host of diseases and illnesses. Cancers among them, chief among them, tumors chief among them, but also smaller things or lesser known things, I should say, like chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, different chronic diseases, lupus even. Like, it's not the cause per se of these diseases, or in some cases it's not the cause, but in many cases it can exacerbate some of these conditions that are going on. A lot of these things are viral related, like Epstein-Barr or, you know, some of the other background viruses, dormant viruses that we have in our systems. But being exposed to EMFs in such a high rate can exacerbate these conditions and make them a lot worse, like the CFS, the chronic fatigue syndrome, for instance, can be exacerbated in a large part due to the EMF exposure. And some of these other things as well, like, you know, less talked about things, even like skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, anything that's going to assault your immune system, chronic fatigue, any type of chronic disease where you're getting your immune system knocked down so that the background viruses will take hold and cause these symptoms. Again, eczema, migraines, it's actually a big symptom of EMF exposure or chronic EMF exposure is chronic migraines, headaches, weird sensitivity to light. Like, these types of things that weren't present a few years ago are now becoming more and more present. Again, not solely because of EMFs, but EMFs can play a big part in making these things a lot worse. And what I want to talk today about is how we can reduce the EMF exposure and how we can actually protect ourselves from EMFs. So five quick ways that you can protect yourselves from EMFs. Number one is to put your phone, because the phone is the number one contributor to EMFs as far as what we're exposed to the most. We walk around all day long with our phones on our hips, in our pockets, in our purses, lying down next to us when we go to sleep. I mean, it's just chronically all day long, the phones are hitting us. The smartphones are basically attached to us. We don't even need the chip in our brain anymore, like, you know, Elon Musk has been talking about with Neuralink for years. The chip is the phone. It's literally already there 24/7 in front of our faces. It's already there. I mean, eventually they're probably going to put it in us or try to, but we don't even need it because it's already basically in us. It's attached to us. But anyways, putting the phone on airplane mode shuts off the signals. It shuts off the cell signal, shuts off the Wi-Fi signal, shuts off the Bluetooth signal. Put it on airplane mode, we're pretty much, and it's not entirely cutting off all these signals, but it significantly cuts off all these signals, these three signals to your phone and the three signals that are giving you EMF exposure. So the one of the best ways to protect yourselves is to, number one, put your phone on airplane mode as much as you can. And, you know, you're taking a break from all the chaos. You want to take a break and, you know, relax for a little bit. Before you go to sleep, you can put it on airplane mode. So you get an 8 hours of like, very, very minimal EMF exposure to you while you sleep, which you don't need to be on your phone anyways while you sleep, so you might as well just put it on airplane mode. So that's number one. Number two is cut down the use of it. Cut down the use of your phones, the use of technology as much as possible. Again, this can be easier said than done, I understand. It's we're living in a world right now where it's crazy. 10 years ago, it wasn't like this. 10 years ago, we had phones, we had technology, but we weren't addicted to it. We weren't attached to the hip with it. We weren't married to it like we are today. And I understand it's the world that we're living in. I fall for this too myself. It's like, it's just a constant, pulling of us in. It's pulling in our senses. It's pulling in our dopamine drive. It's pulling in our stimulus to want to go on our phones, to check our phones constantly. But if you can take a break from your phone as much as possible, put it down, set it down on the table, walk away, leave it there for 15, 20 minutes, you know, three times a day, or for an hour, 2 hours, a couple hours, like put it away and just try to be as active in your life as possible. Not only is it going to make you more present in what's happening in front of you and make you more attached and grounded to the real world and not just the, you know, meta world, the metaverse, the artificial world, but it's going to reduce your EMF exposure, which is going to, at the end of the day, help your health and make you better suited to fight all the other things out there that you, you know, are going to have to face anyways. If you're constantly battling EMF and radiation exposure, you're just knocking down your immune system and making things that much harder on yourself. So the third way to protect yourself from EMFs is to keep your distance from EMFs. Again, I kind of mentioned this a little bit, but this is a very important point to further talk about, and that is keeping your distance. Simply, like if you have your phone, putting it 1 foot away from you can reduce the exposure of EMFs by about 80%, give or take. And if you, for every foot, it's like exponentially higher. So if you put it like 4 feet away, 5 feet away, it reduces that EMF exposure from that phone by like 98-97%. And the more, like, you put it across the room, you're basically not getting any EMF. I mean, you're getting, you know, microscopic exposure, but you're basically getting non-significant exposure from that phone. EMF exposure. So just simply putting technological devices away from you, like keeping your distance from them, almost just think of them as if they're like X-ray machines, because in a small way they are. They're not as powerful, obviously. They're not as dangerous as X-ray machines, but they are small versions of that. And so just keeping your distance, I mean, the X-ray techs know about this. They keep their distance as much as possible. They shut the doors. They have, you know, all those protective devices to stop that layer to, you know, protect them from and they're being around it all day long too. Like they have a really dangerous job actually. Now that I, you know, kind of actually talk about it, but they have measures in place to keep them as safe as possible. And just in general, like people don't think about this, but in general, we're exposed to all these mini little X-ray devices in the forms of technology all around us. So if you can keep your distance from these little mini X-ray devices throughout the day, again, you're going to help yourself. You're going to protect yourself from these EMFs. You're going to protect yourself from these radiation. You're going to protect your cells from getting damaged by this radiation. And your immune system and your health is going to benefit from that. And again, you can face these other assaults and be better equipped to battle them and defeat them when you're at your very best. And that's what it's all about. So you don't have to be paranoid about this stuff, but in general, if you can put your phone, you know, down and kind of walk away, if you're not using your phone, you don't need to have it on you. You don't need to have it in your pocket. You definitely don't need it near your private parts. You definitely don't need it near any, you know, major organs, your heart, your brain. You don't want to sleep next to your phone. I mean, if you're going to sleep with your phone on, you know, if you don't want to put it on airplane mode, at the very least, keep it 5 to 10 feet away from you. Don't put it right next to your pillow. Or there's some people that literally sleep with their phones like on top of them, or they're on top of their phones. It's unbelievable. But that's number three. Number four is turn off your router if you're not using it as well. The router is basically like sending out a nuke throughout your home for radiation. And again, I don't want to sound paranoid. I don't want you to become paranoid about this. But the router that you have giving you the Wi-Fi signal is giving off radiation EMF exposure throughout the whole. Like it doesn't just pinpoint in one place. It's actually just sending out like a nuclear sort of bomb. It's not like it's going to kill you either. It's not like it's super, super dangerous. But at the same time, it is sending out waves of EMFs all around, or like a grenade. You can think of it as a grenade. Like it doesn't just pinpoint like a laser or a sniper. It just kind of shoots out EMFs constantly as it's on. So if you want to limit your exposure to EMFs, you can just simply turn off the Wi-Fi, the router, when you're not using it. So then that exposure, the nuclear or the grenade that's shooting out these EMFs, just simply stops. And it's that simple. You won't be getting that exposure. If you're not using it, just shut it off. It's that simple. Number five is to think about getting some of these protective measures they have. So they actually have this new technology. His name is Daniel T. DeBon. I interviewed him way back when on the podcast. He's got this technology among a bunch of other people out there too. You can look up the technology on Google. I'm not actually sure what the best is, but I do know DeBon has some good stuff. But he's got technology to basically protect you from EMFs. So they got cases, specific cases you can put around your cell phones that will actually stop EMFs from coming in. They have blankets, like if you're having, for your computer, you can put something underneath the computer to basically stop the EMFs from the computer hitting your legs and your private parts and your lower area. They have blankets. If you're sleeping, you can put a blanket on and actually protects the EMFs from coming in. There's all sorts of things that they have as far as technology goes to protect you from the EMF exposure. Again, if you take these other steps as well and reduce the EMF exposure, it's really going to help tremendously. I mean, the best way to prevent this stuff from harming you is to just simply avoid it when you can. But if you can't avoid it, then to use some of these other technologies they have to protect you from actually getting hit with it. So if it's going to be there and exposing, if you're going to be exposed to it, you might as well have some protection against it. And they have all sorts of these devices now and technologies and blankets and, you know, covers and all kinds of things that actually will block off these EMFs. It's really cool. So that's the number one way to protect yourself if you have to. Lastly, the quick thing I want to mention, which isn't actually one of the steps, but something I really recommend that you do anyways, is to cleanse every day to boost your immune system, to boost your health, to do daily cleanses of celery juice and the like, different juices, to make sure your immune system is at its very best so that if these things come around and the other assaults in life come around, you're better equipped to fight them off and actually have them not really make a difference in your health. So that's really the best way to keep yourself safe and to make sure that EMFs or anything else that comes your way doesn't harm you. But that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to be doing a lot more of these podcasts in the upcoming days, so stay tuned. Take care. Go to elitelifenutrition.com for the best supplements in the world, and I'll talk to you soon.